Let's talk a little bit about the EGFR mutation story that you've been involved with for the last, I guess, what, 4 or 5 years. Maybe you can kind of update us a little bit on where we are with that. And also in general, your work, your translational work. There's a paper just coming out right now in the New England Journal, a fascinating study looking at circulating tumor cells and markers on them. Where are we in general with translational work in non-small cell, including the mutation?
So I'd say a couple of things are interesting about that. The first is with the mutation story that over the past 4 years, I think we've learned a couple of important things. One, we learned that mutation patients do benefit from upfront therapy with erlotinib or gefitinib. There was a trial that was published by our group in the JCO by Alicia Sequist, which showed that if you select patients upfront, you can have very nice overall response rates in excess of 50 to 55%. You can have median survivals in excess of 18 to 19 months and progression-free survivals of 10 to 11 months in the upfront setting with single drug therapy. So selecting patients upfront by mutation status appears feasible and appears active. Now, whether it's better than chemotherapy, we won't know till we have more randomized trial data.